Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
To the sweet sounds of Kevin Bloody Wilson, it's Hump Day with Swanee and friends. We are back for our bonus episode. Swanee is very busy this morning. It's round 20 of the AFL Premiership season. We're nearly at the pointy end. And I think we all had a good week on the punt last week, did we?
Lazarus.
Like,
came back from the dead 20.
Like Jesus.
I got seven.
I rose on Sunday.
Well, can we start with an intervention first?
Absolutely. What for?
Why?
For you, Dane.
Why?
You needed an intervention from stats.
Yeah, I know. That was what a fucking ghastly error that was.
Don't you ever not think off the top of your head.
Go big gut. I know, listen to so-called experts. I've stayed away from them this week. Haven't watched any of the shows. But, mate, Jesus, I know, right. So we started well Friday night. We had 2 from 2. Then I did not pick a winner on Saturday. Five games. Was it five games?
Yep.
Like, under, over. I did not get on either side of any of them. Like, I've got some tips, right? But, like, we're talking line betting and stuff. Did not get near it. And then, like, I tweeted, like, I sent that message to you. There was only... But it all went over, and I was like, fuck it. I was on tilt after Saturday night. I was like, fuck this. One of these, I'm not going to stop. It was like a math science thing. I was like, I'm just going to keep doubling down on the under. There will not be a full round of overs. It just will not happen.
Oh, correct.
Bang, Sydney in the under hit. So, like, I'm back here. And even though we're a bit wobbly at the start, we've got you missed Freo, obviously, Ralph, once again.
Yep.
And then they got a bit lucky sitting with injuries. Now then they flogged them. And then the under was the whole time in the so Geelong at the line into the under, the whole game was under. These arseholes kicked 10 goals, 7 in the last quarter. I don't know if anyone watched this game. Rewell kicked that goal. I thought it was over. He kicked it from 50 on the boundary where the 50 meets the boundary after siren to put that game over. And I thought fucking asshole. I was like, righto. So I was like, that's it. Like I was thinking that message in the group chat, I was like, for all the marbles here, I didn't even take GWS to the line. I was like, GWS to win into the under. And then it was like 58 points kicked in the first quarter and Essendon up by 3 goals. I was like, oh, this is fucked. Then I went and jumped in the sauna and then come back and they were 3 points up. Then I watched the rest of the game and got the job done. So I went 3 from 3 for Swanee and Friends on the weekend. So it's what you call a winner's sandwich. We started off well. A winner's shit sandwich. Then we went shit house on the Saturday. It's the filling. Then Sunday you went 3 from 3. So if you stuck with me, you legitimately feel like you've won because you've come off a Sunday. You've had 3 winners. And the get out stakes where you go a bit harder, which we needed to, GWS saluted. So all in all, geez, I had a bad Saturday. But we saluted on Sunday. So all in all, not a bad weekend.
Came out on top.
Cool.
Ralph, how did you feel?
Oh, yeah, I was around the 50-50 mark. My sick beat was West Coast St Kilda, and West Coast just had them completely on toast. I'm talking about the line. And then same. Josh Kennedy, I think I've seen the big man talk about this before. He's just too unselfish. he can't be considered a great while he's so unselfish, and he's 50 out, should be having a ping from, and they're 20 points up, that he palms it off to someone, a young fella trying to give him his first goal, and the young fella misses it. St Kilda get 2 late goals and we get slaughtered. So
yeah, that was
it's not our fault. Remember, it's never our fault.
Never our fault.
Never.
Absolutely not. Well, let's get into round 20. The first game is Friday night footy at Marvel Stadium, 7:50 p.m. kickoff between St Kilda and Carlton. St Kilda are paying $1.50, Carlton $2.59. The line is -12.5 to St Kilda, and the over-unders for this one, Ralph, is 163.5.
Well, you'd think on last week's form, and probably in recent form, St Kilda should be even shorter. They're coming back from West Coast. I'm just a little bit worried about that, and also worried the old Carlton back to the wall thing, that they're just going to lift Ed Curnow.
How many times have we said that, though? Okay, well, no, I'll let you talk.
Yep. Ed Curnow back in the side. I don't know, you know, again, of the elite
Ed
level.
Ed or Charlie?
Sorry, which one's the one who's missed a lot of it?
Charlie.
Charlie, through two years. That'd be a big pick-me-up, you'd think, inside a club. Anyway, either or, that's a high. It's a high-scoring line, 163.5. As we said previously, the roof isn't going to kick goals. So I'd like the unders here. St Kilda are going to be focused on Carlton's defence because Carlton's attack's pretty good, but their defence is shithouse. And Carlton are going to be focused on Carlton's defence because John O'Brien was brutal on the couch on Monday. So when the back's to the wall and you're not much good, you can try and shut down. So I think both sides are going to try and shut this down. So 163 points. They're not going to score 80 points each on average.
Yeah, I like that. And once again, Dane, listening to a stat last week, Carlton kept the last 4 weeks have kept the opposition at 50 points, 57 points. They kicked that North kicked about 150 on them. So that's how well my stats were. So, but I like the under what you said, Ralph. I think very similar. I think Carlton have to show some kind of defensive backbone this week. Well, I was watching them last week. I thought, these fuckers have only got three backmen on. They obviously must be playing like trying to press up the ground and trap the ball in their front half. Because North, and like when I just play, it's like, right, if they get one over the back, it's all right, at least you're pressing up. You know, most sides get one over the back or two over the back in a game. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But as long as you turn the ball over in front half numerous times, you'd cop the one out of the back. If one got lucky or a spoil happened and fell in a bloke's arms and kicked it over the back, and you get one cheap one in the goal square because you're all pressed up. But it happened to Carlton. But I was watching that game. I was like, every time North put the ball up, I go, I didn't want Carlton to kick the ball inside their 50 because I knew it was going for a goal the other way. I was like, what the fuck are they doing? And no, Harry Mackay hurt. Obviously, but I was like, mate, the defence was putrid. I was getting sliced, and I was like, where the hell are all their backmen? What are they doing?
So this is what I'm saying. This week, surely that would be the whole focus.
That's what I'm saying. But I still don't think they're good enough to beat the Saints. Rowan Marshall's back. Yep. They play very well with them. So I'm taking the Saints 1-39.
Really?
Sorry, you're just right. Not about you. Two of my mates who barrack for Melbourne, a couple of weeks ago, the Hawthorn-Melbourne game, they thought Hawthorn was going to put it up to Melbourne, so they took 1-39 and it was a draw.
<Did that one? laughs>
It was the line, yep.
So what are the odds for 1-39, Sam?
I don't have those, Dane.
I'll bring that up while Sam's getting the next game.
Ralph,
we'll
get onto that.
There you go. It's 2-10.
No, there you go. So we've got a bit of extra value there. I think the Saints get it done. So 1-39 for me. And I like the under.
Okay, well, the next game is on Saturday afternoon. It's the Western Bulldogs hosting Adelaide out at one of Dane's favourite stadiums, Mars Stadium, out in Ballarat. It's going to be disgusting.
They might as well be playing on the planet.
Well, very different weather. It's going to be 14 and raining, down to a low of 4 degrees by the evening. So it's going to be very cold and wet out there. Western Bulldogs are paying $1.08, Adelaide $8. The line is -38.5 to the Bulldogs. And the over-unders for this one is 142.5, Dane.
Well, I'm always worried about when there's weather involved, because the last two or three times Ralph said it's going to be sleet. There hasn't been a drop of rain. It's been absolutely perfect conditions for football.
Mm-hmm. And so Dane helps in the group and goes, where's this rain, Ralph?
I don't like it. Exactly. So where the fuck's this rain, Ralph?
Where's the rain, Ralph?
So when it's meant to be rain, I only like to bet just before the game to see if it's actually raining or not. So when you're taking the under overs into consideration. But I like Adelaide to keep it under 40 points here. They're not Adelaide are ordinary, but down there in the freezing cold, if it is pissing down rain, I think they can keep it within 39 points. So I'm going to take Adelaide. I think the Dogs win this one in cruise control.
So you try and find what the market hasn't. And in this case, the market, as Sam said, with 142.5, the market's clearly found that it's going to be a bad day weather-wise. And eventually there's a tipping point. I reckon even no matter what the conditions are, the Bulldogs are going to kick 100 points against them, aren't they?
I think so. Are you going a team total here or?
No, I think the line's got too low now at 142.5. It's only an over-under. I think they'll clear 142.5. So, and the Dogs.
Bulldogs team total. What about a Bulldogs team total?
I didn't even look. I don't look that deep into the various options there.
Okay, well, if you think Bulldogs going to kick 100 and the team total's under that, there's maybe a bet for the punter who likes to go somewhere a bit different.
Well, that's true. So anyway, but I'm saying the 142.5, I think they'll clear that low over.
So in other words, it's going to be now you've said that, it's going to be absolute sleet. It's going to be snow.
No doubt.
Windy as fuck. The ball won't be able to get out of the pocket.
No question.
Yeah.
Well, speaking of cold, we're heading down to Tasmania where North Melbourne are hosting Geelong. North Melbourne are paying $6.70. Geelong are $1.11. The line is plus 36.5 to North Melbourne. And the over-unders for this one is 152.5. They're playing at Blundstone Arena down in Tasmania. 16 and cloudy, Ralph.
Well, this is the double shot. The rain and the weather might be crap, but we know that North Melbourne are definitely playing for each other, playing for their coach, really well structured. And there's a sneaky bit, I think, Swanee, of math science coming up for Geelong. They've been up for a long time. And you know, they were fantastic tailing up Richmond and Fremantle. Down in Tassie, North were playing so well. And there's this little intangible, the back to the wall, that poor Ben Cunnington, what he's gone through this week. There's going to be that little bit of an intangible. So 36.5 is a huge over for a side that's playing for each other. I know they're on the bottom of the ladder. And again, try and ask yourself why the market's in a certain position. Well, the market's just saying they're on the bottom. But their recent form's okay, and when they're playing so well, to concede six goals is a lot, particularly if Geelong might have that little sort of foot off the pedal here. So I like the Kangas a lot at the line.
Yeah, I was going to take Geelong 1-39 again, but I didn't think the line was that big. But I thought it was 26.5, but it's only if it's 30. What did you say, 36.5?
Well, you're probably right, and you might have looked, as in you might have looked before Ben Cunnington's.
Okay, all right.
And that's the movement.
Yeah, well, I'm very similar then. If it was 26.5, I was going to take Geelong 1-39 because I think pretty much all the things you've said could be a sneaky bit of math science coming up. But then I'm worried about the math science about North. They've been really, really good. Well, competitive, I guess, is probably the word for them. So they're a chance to get absolutely smacked. But I think, I'm right on with North. I'm going to take them in the line as well. I think down there, what do you say the weather's going to be?
Probably
16 and cloudy, but probably it doesn't say rain though. 4%
chance.
Yeah,
Geelong have been flying. I think Geelong dropped one just before the finals. I'm not sure it's this one, but this might be the scare that gets them. This might be their math science. So yeah, I'm taking North of the line.
Well, we're heading up to sunnier Gold Coast. Gold Coast are hosting Melbourne. $4.25 for the Suns, $1.23 for Melbourne. The line is plus 24.5 to Gold Coast. And the over-unders is 151.5. It's going to be 22 and sunny. Dane.
Melbourne are off the boil a bit. Now, do they beat the Gold Coast? Yes, I think they do. Do I think they beat them by more than four goals? No, I don't. so for that, I'm taking the Gold Coast. And I don't mind. What's total points?
Total points is
151.5.
I don't mind the under in that game either. Melbourne can't kick a score. And I don't think Gold Coast can either. So that's why I think they keep it close, the Gold Coast. Melbourne, they're just in a funk.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
I'm going the other way. I've got Melbourne right pretty much all year over because, again, ask yourself why a market's doing something. It's so well known that Melbourne aren't scoring at the moment, but what will Melbourne's whole focus be on this week before the finals? Try and get some goals. In perfect conditions, as Sam said, they're going to want to score. So the total over point of 151.5 is fairly low for a perfect conditions game when they're going to want to score. So and move the ball and see what they can do against a lesser opposition. Suns fell off the cliff last week. They either rebound or they don't. And either way, that's going to involve goals. So I really like it. It's actually my bet of the round. 151.5 is the over.
There you go.
Well, bet of the round.
Bet of the round.
Bet of the round. The next game sees the Collingwood Football Club hosting West Coast. $2.35 to Collingwood. West Coast is $1.60. The line is +7.5 to Collingwood. The over-unders is 145.5. It's an afternoon game at the MCG. It's going to be windy and showers. Ralph.
Is it me? Okay. Yeah, it's going to be terrible weather. 7.5. Oh, West Coast make me sick away from home.
Yeah.
But what happens in poor conditions if Collingwood are trying to move the ball as they have been recently? I just think it comes down to talent. And in the end, West Coast is a much better side on talent than Collingwood. 7.5 is a low over to clear. And the whole focus, never mind the focus on Carlton, the whole focus that state this week will be you have to show you can get a kick at the MCG and play well when you're away from your little home stadium of Optus. And Shannon Hearn, 300, we don't talk about milestone games. 20 does more than Sam Newman. But either or, I just think they're going to play well enough to cover the 7.5.
No Pendlebury. That's going to hurt. He's not the player he was. He's still a very, very good player, but his leadership out there is crucial. Jeremy Howe back, though, which would be good for them. But, I know I've been on the wrong side of West Coast away all year, but this has got to be a math science thing. They have to start showing that they can win away from home. They're coming up against Collingwood. They've been instructed. They need to play the kids. So they will. I like West Coast 1-39 here. Just give you that bit of extra value, that extra 10 cents. And West Coast have known to lay an egg and fuck the line and win by 5 points. So there's every chance that they're willing to do that just to fuck our bet. So I'm going the other way. I'm gonna put their brains in a pretzel and trap them so they win 1-39. So I'm in their head. Now they're in my head.
You put some thought into that.
Wow.
Yeah. So West Coast 1-39. And listen, I actually kind of want Collingwood to finish on the bottom. Because then we get Dacos, where we get a free shot at the number one draft pick, and then we get Dacos as father son. So finishing on the bottom, I don't know why we don't want to finish on the bottom. North will probably win another game. Hawthorn below us. Yeah, I think we're all on the same points or something. So I actually, as a Collingwood supporter, we've come this far. We might as well not win another game, finish on the bottom, get the number one draft pick, whoever that is, and then you get Dacos for free as the second pick. And I think that's a blow. We've got four games to sit through, play the young kids, lose honourably, finish on the bottom, get the first draft pick, and then get Dacos. I think it's a great way to go. Let's tank. Fuck it.
Sam, last week when you brought up a point away from the betting, can you remember someone said, if we can't make money out of it, we shouldn't be speaking about it on this part two?
Yes, correct.
How can we make money out of where Collingwood's going to finish? This is a business show, don't.
Well, you back them to finish on winning the wooden spoon.
Okay. Fair point.
Well, the next game, we're heading back up to sunny Queensland. Essendon are hosting Sydney. Essendon paying $3.17. Sydney $1.36. The line is +18.5 to Essendon. and the over-unders is 163.5. It's at the Gabba, Dane, 22 and sunny.
At the Gabba. Well, Essendon would be quite pissed off that Buddy got off his elbow.
Yeah. That took a well, the Bomber supporters on Twitter.
He's torn them a new one. But, well, I've said a lot. I just feel like Math Science is creeping in for Sydney. I was a bit worried it was going to be last week the way they started. But they just seem to punish the sides around them. And they're going really well. I don't have – once again, I jumped on the Swans bandwagon about 3 weeks ago. I've been proven right every week since. They're legit. But I think Essendon keep it within 3 goals. I think this might be the one where they might get over the line, but they've been flogging sides recently. I think this might be the one where up in the Gabba, neutral venue, I think Essendon keep it within the 3 goals.
And at some stage, Sydney's going to
I don't mind the under either.
And the under. All right. I'm with you. Bombers at line. They're a little downer last week. Sydney were heading to their downer until Freo had those two injuries in the first half. And that's a hill I'm dying on because I got Freo wrong again. So anyway. Well,
I'm gonna let you do the Freo game, so I'm going to take whatever you don't.
Fair enough. So I'm with you with the Bombers at 18.5.
Well, moving on to Sunday footy. Hawthorn are hosting Brisbane. Hawthorn paying $5.50. Brisbane $1.15. The line is plus 28.5 to the Hawks, and the over-unders for this one is 142.5. It's down in Tassie. It's 11 degrees and sunny, Ralph.
What do we make of Brisbane at the moment? Are they real, or did they just did the Suns just fall off the cliff in the second half?
What happened there? That was a Saturday debacle.
Yeah,
I wasn't watching that game. I don't know what I was doing, but. Mate, they were up by 5 goals at half time or something. I was like, oh, this one's in the bag. Fucking bango. And then I looked up and they were down by 80.
I was doing a flick it between races. It was a Saturday afternoon. And every time I flicked over, Brisbane just kept on piling on goals. So is that their real form? I'm just not sure. So, one shit one. But against, they drew with Melbourne the week before. Easier to shut down the game down there. So what's the line against them?
The line.
28.5. Yeah, I'm Hawks. Hawks with low confidence.
Hawthorn played pretty well down in Tassie. Brisbane, not convinced down there. They North took them. North got them close down there, if I
remember
correctly. Yeah. Hawthorn are playing for their coaches. So I think Hawthorn, not necessarily saying they win, but I think they cover the 28.5.
Well, moving on to the next game. Sunday afternoon, the Giants are hosting Port Adelaide at Metricon Stadium up in the Sunshine. It's 24 degrees and sunny. Greater Western Sydney are paying $2.67. Port are $1.48. The line is plus 12.5 to Greater Western Sydney. And the over-unders for this one, Dane, is 156.5.
Well, GWS is my new favourite side after they give me all the marbles last week. They got me out of a hole. I hope they got everyone out of a hole. But in saying that, all we need to do with Port, and I'm yet to be proven wrong, just give me a look at the ladder. Yeah, Port are above GWS on the ladder. So I'm taking Port here because that rule has not cost me yet. And I like the under here. Port, and Port haven't been scoring a lot. And GWS haven't either. So I really like the under here and I love Port.
I'm against you here. GWS, 2 goals in with Toby Green back. Just not sure that's real form of Port. St Kilda and Collingwood, they scrapped their way through. They got back in the winner's list, GWS against Essendon. And it's going to be a bit of human psychology with both the Sydney sides being locked out, obviously, their home state. But in perfect conditions with Toby Green back playing for the finals. I think that gives them an opportunity, and the 2 goals in is a nice head start if it's a scrap. And there's been a few scraps from the GWS, and expected to be the case again, GWS.
Yep.
Well, we're going to go to Ralph for this final game of the round first, because it is Fremantle, which is his hoodoo side, so then Dane can make his decision based off whatever Ralph says going in the other direction. So Richmond are being hosted by Fremantle over at Optus Stadium, where it's going to be 15 and raining in the morning, hopefully clearing by this 5:10 p.m. kickoff. Fremantle are paying $2.51. Richmond are paying $1.50. 53. The line is plus 9.5 to Freo, and the over-unders for this one, Ralph, is 146.5.
I almost have to concede the game. So in that case, I'm just going to the total points. 146.5 is a low under, but who's going to kick goals for either side? Now, Freo got some key outs. Richmond is still obviously Dusty's out for the year, and they've generally been a low-scoring side this year as well, win or lose. And I know they're playing for the spot in the final, so at least Freo can structure up this week for their injuries that are out, unlike having them during the game. And I think that makes it a bit of a dogfight. Don't think there'll be much scoring here. 146.5 isn't a high enough line for mine unders.
If you do, if you did have to pick a line, who would you pick, Ralph?
is that to help you?
Yeah.
Well, I think the dumbest saying in footy is who's got more to play for. I don't think that matters at all. But 9.5, I think Richmond should be able to cover 9.5.
Or I'll take three out of the line.
Fair enough. Is that your bet, Dane? Just three out of the line.
Yeah. All right. What's your best bet? That's not my best bet.
My best bet is the D's and Sunders to go D's and Suns to go over 151.5. A multi with the Kangas plus 36.5, Essendon plus 18.5, and the Saints and Blues to go under, West Coast to cover it. So that's a five-leg multi, West Coast to cover against Collingwood. And my racing before we get yours, 120,
yep,
for the punters here. Race 6, number 10, White Hibiscus. Danny O'Brien trains it for Craig Williams. They're back at Moonee Valley, first meeting there for a few months. You've got to be a bit careful there how that track plays after a while out, but Jonah can handle the wet ground. If it does what it did at Sandown last December, it'll be a space job. So I'm not quite convinced it's there, but it's third up. This looks at the target race. It's a nice each way. I think it's $5 there, so something each way for the punters on a tough meeting.
Thank you.
My best bet is the Crows 38.5 in the fleet, as Ralph likes to say down there.
Before you get to your multi, I've got to give myself a plug. RacetrackRalphie.com.au and usual for all my proper form.
Got your money back on the punt last week. You got $2.20 a place. So if you back Ralph's horse last week, you're in front if you back it each way. I like the Crows to cover the line. Multi, Saints 1-39. Geelong, who Geelong playing? North, because the line went out. So, yeah, North at the line. West Coast 1-39. And the Port game under total points.
Got it.
There we are.
Happy with that.
All right. Well, happy punting.
Happy punting. And while you're happy and while you're punting, make sure you do it responsibly.
All right.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.